All right, time for Blown Off.
Blown Off on Coast 93.1, brought to you by Ted Carter Inspired Landscapes. Now hiring starting at $20 per hour. Experienced and CDL licenses earn more. Apply at TedCarterLandscapes.com.
It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
All right. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good, good, good. Let's get to the bottom of this. You had one date, right?
Yes.
Okay. One date, and now you're getting blown off. Let me see. His name is Brian.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you met online. Take it from there. Give us a little setup so we understand what happened on the date and where things are now.
Okay. So I matched with this guy named Brian on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
He's super cute. And so we went on this really great date. I don't know. I felt like we were attracted to each other and we had like great conversation. And it was sort of like the first time I've really felt connected with someone since I broke up with my ex.
Mm. Oh, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Like we had a great dinner and then I think we talked about like going on a second date, at least hinted at it. And then I texted him a couple days later and then he never texted me back.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, Brian did agree to come on.
Oh.
Brian?
Hello.
Hey, you can hear Lisa, right?
Yeah, I can.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Do you agree with everything she said? I mean, you kind of clicked on the date?
I would say more that we clicked before the date. We didn't really talk a lot, like have discussions. Lisa, you were pretty drunk. And, you know, I don't want you to be embarrassed, but, I mean, you were hammered, and I just...
I don't think
you're ready to
date. We were
date.
Both drinking. I mean, I was a little nervous, so, like, I didn't eat as much before dinner, I guess, as I could have. But, I don't know, we both had a couple of drinks.
You know, before we actually met, like, we hit it off, you know, things. She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful.
Aww.
That's great.
Cool. We have a lot in common. But, you know, I get that to the restaurant that she picked, and she's sitting at the bar alone. And, you know, I walk up, and we've never met before. And even with all the restrictions and social distancing, she's immediately, you know, grabbing me up in this big hug. And I could just tell, you know, that she had had... you know, a few already.
I'm also just kind of a hugger. I like giving people hugs.
Well, so then we go to the table, and, you know, she pulls out her little, you know, makeup mirror, and you know, she goes to start putting on lipstick, which she's already wearing, and it's this bright red lipstick, and she's not doing a great job of it, like, keeping it in the lines. And goes,
oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Around her lips, you know, she's got it on her teeth, and I'm just staring at her, right? Because it's like it's a mess.
Right. Oh, no.
But that's kind of funny.
Well,
I mean, it was more like, how am I going to handle this situation? Because I don't want her to feel bad. You know?
Right.
Right.
You know, she gets up to go to the bathroom, and she puts her mask on, and when she comes back to the table, you know, she takes the mask off. It's like red, like a big red rectangle, like, all over her mouth.
Did you tell me I had like lipstick all over my face?
Yeah, well, and then when I pointed it out and I was like, hey, you may not realize that maybe you should go clean up a little bit and maybe go back to the bathroom and look in the mirror, and you know, you started crying, and
oh, geez.
You know, you told me you just had to keep it together because your ex worked there. And
Oh, no.
Point at the guy who is our waiter and yell.
Oh,
you know,
hold on. You know what? That's a good place to pause. And don't, Brian, we'll finish that in a sec, okay? Can you hold on?
I can.
Okay, we'll find out what she yelled. Next, Blown Off on The Blake Show.